Cody Ross joins us on KMBR 680. Nice to see you. Boy, last time I saw you on TV, you were in the ESPN truck and with Tim Kirchian and having a ball in there. What was that truck like? I mean, I know they drive all around. It looked like the biggest trailer I've ever seen.
It was actually really neat. You know, they have all kinds of stuff in there. You know, it's set up perfect. You know, you could actually live in there, and I wouldn't mind actually having one.
The food looked good.
Yeah, they had everything in there from, you know, snacks to, you know, fruit and vegetables. And I was giving Crocker a hard time with him eating all the unhealthy stuff. But, yeah, it was nice.
So what was your winter like for you? Of course, we have the parade November 3rd, and, of course, we're now here in spring training. But what was the winter like for you? What did you do?
It was eventful. You know, it was obviously a shortened off season, which, you know, we'll take every single time. But, you know, it was a lot of going back to New Mexico, and, you know, I got a key to the city in Carlsbad, where I'm my hometown, and went to the Albuquerque and received proclamations from the governor and the mayor and senators and, you know, just a bunch of, you know, just really neat stuff like that. And then obviously went back to San Francisco a few times and did some appearances and signed autographs and, you know, had the opportunity to go back and you know, tell the fans thank you, because, you know, they tell us thank you daily, and, you know, to be able to go back and tell them thank you, you know, it's what I really wanted to do.
You know, what a difference a year makes. Let's think back to spring training last year in Jupiter. Here you are with the Marlins, and did you have any inkling that you could be moved or what the season could look like for you?
Well, anytime you're, you know, every year there was always rumors about, you know, me getting traded to wherever. But you don't really worry about stuff like that. You know, a year ago, this time last year, you know, you go into spring training and, you know, we had aspirations of, you know, make it to the playoffs, and you try to convince yourself that you have the right team to get there. And you know, I mean, you pour your heart and soul out and try to get to that opportunity. And then, you know, once you're out of it, you know that there's a real possibility of you know, guys who, you know, could move or getting, you know, or making money that, you know, their team's trying to shed, could go elsewhere. And, you know, I just happened to be in that category, and it had actually worked out the best for me.
Well, I mean, this is one of those baseball stories. Of course, fans, you know the voice of Cody Ross by now, but, you know, the Padres want you, the Giants block it. Next thing we know, five home runs, Halladay goes deep, he had pitched a perfect game against you. And, I mean, it's uncanny what happens in baseball. I mean that.
It really is, and that's the beauty of this game, is you never know what's going to happen or where you're going to be from day to day. And, you know, you don't really ask questions. You just go with it and enjoy it and enjoy the ride. And we sure, you know, I sure enough did.
You know, going down the stretch, it's interesting to listen to Mark DeRosa talk about it, listen to Aubrey Huff talk about it. It sounds like the veterans, and I include you in that cast, really talked it up. I mean, really said, hey, we got a chance to do something, even to the younger guys. The veterans, I like to hear these stories about what you guys talked about.
Yeah, it was really neat to, you know, be around a bunch of guys who, you know, all they really care about is winning. And, you know, they didn't care about the money or the playing, and they just wanted to go out and win. And, you know, I remember having meetings, you know, players-only meetings and staff meetings. And, you know, I'll never forget when we were in Chicago and we held a meeting, and, you know, a bunch of guys stood up and started giving their 2 cents and what it's going to take for us to get to where we needed to be. And, you know, Renteria gets up and he starts talking about how this could be his last year. And, you know, he really felt like this was the team that could do it. And he was even getting emotional and, you know, stuff like that. I'll never forget. You know, those are the type of things that, you know, pull teams together and, you know, get you catapulted in the right direction.
Yeah, no, it's a great moment, great baseball story. So how you doing? It's spring training. I know yesterday you left the game with a migraine. I've already gotten the emails of how to cure your migraine, which I'm going to pass on to you. But what happened yesterday, and how's spring going for you?
Spring's been great. You know, it's so nice to be in Arizona. It's my first spring in Arizona. I've been in Florida for, you know, the last 10 years. But, you know, this is my home city, and I live here now, and it couldn't get any better. But spring's great. Yesterday, you know, I had, a little migraine headache that, you know, I get a few every year or so, and two or three. And, just a precautionary, told Boach, I said, I think I feel this thing coming on. He said, well, get out of here. You know, this doesn't mean, anything. So, but I feel great today.
Yeah, good. Well, nice to have you on the show, as always. And look, you got a job. I mean, the Marlins, it was always, you had a job, and then people would be coming in and this and that. I mean, you're the right fielder here.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I told Boach, I said, I can play, anywhere you need me to, all three outfield positions. So, as long as I'm in there, it's what it's about. And it's all about, winning again. I mean, trying to defend this championship. And we're all excited to try to repeat.
You and about 5 million other people in the Bay Area, trust me.
Yeah, I know it. We're trying to do it for you guys.
Cody, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.